Despite genocide in Burma, people are turning to Christ. Ugandan rebels threaten an attack on Christmas Day, and a homeschooling group puts their money where their mouth is. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Merry Christmas. Atrocities are mounting in Burma. President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein, just returned from the border of Myanmar and Thailand and says the situation is grave.
The government, it seems, intent on genocide. 500,000 people have died already. They say it surpasses Darfur because they've documented over 3,300 villages have been completely burned to the ground.
According to Klein, this is a strategic political move.
The government is trying to get rid of everybody that is in opposition to this current military regime.
Vision Beyond Borders was able to take rice, medical supplies, toys for Christmas, and Bibles to the refugees.
Even in the midst of all this atrocity, many people are getting saved. So we want to keep providing Bibles.
Klein says the March elections could make the situation worse.
50 to 100,000 more refugees will come into Thailand before the elections and probably 150,000 more after the elections.
This is just the beginning of the story. The complete interview is available in our MNN podcast. Next, rebels of the Lord's Resistance Army promise to celebrate Christmas with Christians in Northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo. It's a veiled reference to the 2008 massacres. Soldiers have already been spotted in the bush. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says believers are sitting ducks.
Their celebration is a lot more open and prolonged. They will start 4 in the morning sometimes and go on to noon on Christmas Day. Their celebration, not just go to church and sing a few songs and come back out. And so they're out there in the open as well. As far as these rebels or soldiers are in the force anywhere, they would be easy prey.
Pray for the safety of these believers and that there will be no attack.
We need to continue to hold them before the Lord, and I'm sure a lot of relatives who lost family before this, and they're back again, and then they're hearing this threat to do this would be a very disconcerting thing for Christians, which in some cases would probably even close down the Christmas services that they plan.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Many people around the world have never heard the Christmas story. Why? They don't have scripture in their own language. Seed Company's One Verse Sunlight project is making that possible for two more languages. The Seed Company's Jonathan Kern says homeschoolers were the key.
The Sunlight publishers invited their homeschool families to register in the One Verse Sunlight project, and Sunlight publishers match dollar for dollar up to $125,000.
The money will fund the Metto New Testament and a quarter of the Ning New Testament. Now the Seed Company's new One Verse Kids Discover program will foster more participation. Kern describes it.
They would register, and then each week for 8 weeks, we have curriculum that is delivered online. There's stories, there's activities for elementary students, junior high students, and families. Families who wish to participate financially can fund the translation of one or more verses.
Get connected at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, a program called Safe Families offers an alternative to foster care for families in crisis. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports Bethany Christian Services screens and trains host families to care for kids so their parents can focus on issues that threaten the family's stability. Parents maintain relationships with their children and the host family, and they don't have to fear losing custody of their kids. Go to our website to learn how you can share God's love with a family in need. And Liberia and Mozambique may be facing water shortages in the coming months. That makes working water wells a critical part of survival. World Hope International says their diesel well drilling rigs and some of their other equipment is in need of repair. They're asking for master mechanics who can give a couple of months to help. Their water programs play a key role in community development and the evangelistic ministry. Our website will point you in the right direction. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories are available at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Kramer, Sharon Felton, Katie Kingsbury, Elisa Weipman, Kelly Miller, Hannah Strahl, and Jonathan DeColibus, I'm Greg Yoder wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.